Hi everyone, and thanks for listening to LID Radio Podcast. Welcome to our special series, How to Generate Ideas When You're Not Creative, with author Kevin Duncan. In this series, Kevin shares simple, practical techniques from the Ideas book to help you unlock new ways of thinking and generate better ideas, whatever your role or experience. Each episode focuses on one idea you can start using right away.
The debate surrounding whether anyone can, quote, be creative or have a decent idea rages on. The whole point of the Ideas book is to equip anyone with the techniques they need to be as creative as they can be. Having trained thousands over the years, the evidence suggests that pretty much anyone can indeed be creative. One thing is clear. Random, go mad, give me your most wacky ideas, guys, approaches do not work well. True creativity needs to be disciplined, highly directed, and capable of withstanding deep scrutiny. In the absence of being brilliantly inspired every moment of the day, most of us can learn from the manner in which some of the best ideas came about. We can then try to recreate a facsimile of those conditions to generate our own, more modest piece of mini-brilliance. In this podcast, we look at WIBGI and INPO. WIBGI stands for Wouldn't It Be Good If? It's a wonderful exploratory question full of possibilities. Renowned zoologist Paul Meglitch believes nearly every great discovery in science has come as a result of providing a new question rather than a new answer. Think about it. Yes, of course we need answers, but there are none without the questions that precede them. So we need to ask lots of questions, and ask good ones. We do this naturally as youngsters, but by the time we arrive at work, we have stopped. According to authors Mats Alvesen and Andre Spicer, when people are seized by functional stupidity, they remain capable of doing the job, but stop asking searching questions about their work. Wouldn't it be good if we asked more questions? Just use the format of the question and fill in the second half. Wouldn't it be good if... with a question mark. Repeating this until a solution emerges, opening up a world of new possibilities. Meanwhile, INPO stands for In No Particular Order. Some people are obsessed with sequence. Where there's an irrefutable logic, the order in which you do things might well be important, but sometimes it just doesn't matter. Lao Tzu, the ancient Chinese philosopher and writer, said, "If you do not change direction, you may end up where you're heading." Some people are paralysed by inaction because they don't know where to start. The cure is to start anywhere. This applies equally to large volumes of work or one single daunting task. The order doesn't matter and the timing doesn't matter. Just get started and see where the investigation takes you. As patterns emerge, you can reorganise your thinking and proposed solutions to make them easier for others to understand or enact. Take an issue that you're dealing with that requires an intelligent solution. For the moment, forget process and sequence. Try a free-form approach and start anywhere on the basis that the order doesn't matter. See if this seemingly random approach unlocks new thinking, then reorder it as necessary.